Hi, hey, hi, hello, hi, how you doing? Hi, hey, how's it going? How are you doing? How's your week been? I still can't hear you, I'm sorry. I've been doing pretty good. Anyway, let's just jump into it. Okay. I thought I would let myself run my mouth a little bit this week. So a couple months ago now, was it a couple months ago? Oh my God. I put out a audio about, I believe it's titled Dicks versus Dildos, a dumb slut opinion. Or at least that's what it should be. And I talked a little bit about my personal take on the comparison between human men penises and fantasy dildos. I had a lot of fun on that audio. I forget what I said in that audio, besides the gist of it. And I like talking about stuff like that a little bit. I like talking about the philosophy type things. Anyway, I had received a DM about that audio specifically, where someone was asking a little bit about how to be less frightening as a man, because at one point in the audio, I'm pretty sure I said something along the lines of, "Men are really fucking scary, guys. I don't think you understand, but like, you're actually kind of scary." And I didn't want that to sound like an attack or anything, but so anyway, we had a really nice chat, and I thought it might be something that it would be nice to like talk a little more broadly about in an audio, and then maybe I'll get myself off for punishment for talking too much and almost certainly creating problems for myself down the road. I guess we should open with a very big, hard, throbbing, thick disclaimer. I'm just a lady on the internet who jerks off into a microphone on the regular. I have my own biases, which I'll get into in a moment. You don't have to agree with my opinion. Some of the things I'm saying might be really fucking stupid. Please don't take me too seriously, because that would be silly. Proceeds to take yourself way too seriously for God knows how long. Okay, buckle up, bitches. Let's go. Biases. Right, so I do believe I've mentioned now a couple times. I experienced a great deal of abuse growing up over my childhood. you wanna guess who did it? I'll give you a hint. They were male. So, I have experienced an excessive amount of abuse at the hands of a male person throughout all of my formative years, up until I moved out of my house and home. So, well, anyway, so that colors my personal perspective just a little bit. My deepest understanding of men in general is that you can be a little bit scary and impulsive and violent, because that was what I personally miss bits here. That's what I grew up with, unfortunately. So that's going to color my experience on how I perceive men in general. We'll talk about that more in a moment. My other bias that I thought might be interesting to include in here, and I think kind of starts getting us into the whys of why men can be perceived as scary. Because I know you, my dear sweet listener. I know you're not scary. I know you have the best of intentions, and You just want someone to care for and someone to care for you and, you know, share some laughs and have a nice time. And but some people, their expectations might be a little bit different. So, let's talk about expectations regarding how we interact with people, because this, I think, is a bias to consider. I am going to frame this question, why are men scary, from a generally romantic perspective, romantic sexual perspective, because, like, I'm going to get off shortly, and that feels like the best way to tangent into things. Once I'm done talking about how scary you are, I can talk about how I like being scared and it turns me on. That'll really muddy the waters, won't it? Okay. Biases. I'm a problematic bitch. Expectations. So I think there is a great deal of value in having enough self-awareness to know, to be honest with yourself, what your expectations are from a relationship with another person. For example, if you just want to be friends with a person, that's cool and everything. That's fine. That's agreeable. What elements of that relationship define friendship for you? You determine, like, you casting them as putting the expectations of friendship on a person is going to be different than putting the expectations of potential romantic partner, potential sexual partner on a person. So, I have a bias to say you should know what your expectations are. You should be honest with yourself what your expectations from an interaction are. And you should be aware of how that's going to change how you interact with a person in an engagement, in an interaction. That takes a lot of fucking work. Let's be super clear. But that's one of my biases that I think, it's important to know yourself in a reasonable kind of way. And part of that is just being honest with yourself. We're going to get more into that in just a moment here, shortly. Okay. Why is the men scary, bits? Why? Why? That's the question we're all here to fucking find out. Again, my own personal biases really heavily taint my interactions with people. I've had to spend a lot of time, a lot of work, a lot of mental recalibrating to not be afraid of people in general. I'm not gonna lie though, the last 5-ish years worth of existence have not helped. So why is men scary? Well, because, my dear sweet listener, the basic answer is everybody's fucking scary, you know? I don't think humans have a natural instinct to fear the unknown, because it makes you uncomfortable, because you don't know it. You have a definitive lack of control over something you don't know. And the honest reality is you can... I don't want to make it sound like a bad negative thing, but like, you can never be sure that you know what's going on in a person's head, right? So you're not a mind reader. I'm not a mind reader either, and I'm gonna tell you, I try really fucking hard to read minds. I'm still also not good at it. We literally cannot read minds. We literally, a person can always be fooling us. A person can always be genuine with us and just not able to express it in a very conductive way. That unknown element makes people scary. Boys is scurry. There's always potential there for hurt, you know? Rejection sucks. Rejection hashtag sucks. Rejection's really fucking shitty. The only way we really get used to being rejected is, we'll get to that in a moment. Okay, Why also is men scary? Okay, I was gonna look up some statistics and stuff about things. And then I reminded myself, I don't want to have to cite shit. Statistically speaking, ladies are very likely to be harmed at the hands of men. That doesn't mean you, individual listener, are like that. But there's a large enough population of men out there that are being documented through documented abuse that hurt ladies in very striking, obvious ways, such as physical violence. There's ladies out there who abuse men just as badly, to be super clear. I don't want this to sound like a competition of which gender is being hurt more by the other gender, because abuse is not right in any sense of it. But the statistics we have leave me to think, because I have a vagina, I'm just a little bit more likely that that person over there with a penis might hurt me. And then it doesn't help that I'm a short lady. I'm but barely 5 feet tall. I swear to fucking God, I wish I could say I was taller than that. Everyone's tall to me. Tall, scary. Tall, big, scary. You know, men like to be strong. Strong also means they can hurt you if they choose to. Like, they can legitimately overpower you and hurt you. I would argue, despite my stature, I'm stronger than I look. I am still very aware of how I can be overpowered. It's happened to me. I've had personal experience with that occurring. It's not your fault, individual listener, but somewhere along my life experience, another man made me feel like this, and now you get a tainted version of me for it. So I think it's important that all of us that are, you know, we're here for the right kind of reasons. We're here looking for a sexual connection, romantic connection, just a personal connection, a legitimate, authentic one. We call out these people that game the system and hurt people to the detriment of larger people. That's me getting on a fucking soapbox. Let's go a different direction. One more reason why man's scary in connection to like the statistics and stuff like that. I just find I personally, a lady on the internet, I find I experience more entitlement from men in general. When women are entitled, they seem to be way more blatantly toxic with it. But men in general, always got to preface, hashtag not all men, men in general operate with a greater sense of entitlement to things. And I don't think that's your fault. I think in general, the male gender has been socialized that way, that they are entitled to things because they work hard. They put a lot of time and effort into making the world what they want it to be. Everybody works hard to be here. It's not just a man thing anymore. That never was a man thing, actually. There's a lot of publicities that's been a lot of propaganda put into this pissing contest of who works harder to exist. And the really unfortunate answer is we all are fucking struggling to exist. Oops. And just because you personally feel like your struggle is worse than everybody else's doesn't actually mean it is. That doesn't mean you're not valid. Your struggle isn't valid, but it also doesn't mean that other people's struggles are less valid. So, okay, this is starting to run into the how not to be scary as a man. I just want to be careful to make sure I've covered my whys really carefully. Again, I really feel like I have to very, 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 very heavily say and remind you, I have a very difficult past. I have a, not everybody out there is going to have the same kind of experience with people as I have, have the same level of distrust as I have. They won't all have had the same kind of interactions with men growing up. I'm certain there's plenty of people out there who've never been physically hurt by men. There's also a lot of people out there who have been. Vice versa, too. Your gender does not determine whether you're more likely to be abusive. Just, again, the ways these things come out are different. Okay, how to not be scary as a boy. 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 Okay. Okay. I'm gonna get flamed. I deserve it. Bring it on. Bring it on. I'll use it for lube for my degradation tracks. I will rip your comments to degrade myself and get off too. I will make content from it. Fucking flame me. Let's go. Okay. How to not be a scary man. How to be a good boy. Oh, how are you doing, kind of boy? We've talked a little bit about expectations. Let's talk first about confidence, though. So, I don't know about you, but my own personal understanding of confidence for a very long time was that you had to present yourself a certain way to other people to illustrate that you have confidence in yourself. That's not actually how it works. It doesn't actually have anything to do with anybody else. It's all about yourself. It's all about everything inside of you. It's all about you and your insecurity. And we all have insecurities, so this isn't, I'm not trying to make this sound like a personal attack. Confidence is a you issue. It's not an anybody else issue. So, confidence to me personally is all about knowing what you as an individual want, to have the ability to express it clearly in a polite kind of way. Confidence is not coming up and saying to a woman, "Hey babe, you want to fuck?" That's being brash and ignorant. There is a certain kind of confidence in walking up and complimenting somebody and saying that they caught your eye. Confidence is all about knowing yourself. It's all about feeling secure in who you are, in your beliefs, in knowing how you are going to respond and react to things. And then you will just. It'll be there because you're secure with yourself. Confidence is insecure. The lack of confidence is insecurity shining through. I got a pretty fucking horrible relationship with confidence, honestly. Have you noticed? But it's gotten better by making my mind up on things that were making me insecure in my own existence. For example, deciding that I don't care if other people think I look attractive or not. I'm cute. That's it. That's how I'm gonna fucking define my physical appearance, you know? It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks, because it's not about them. It's about me and how I feel about myself. And that's gonna shine through in how I deal with other people, because my mannerisms are not going to illustrate that they can undermine how I feel about myself. I am confident in my own personage and who I am. Therefore, I'm confident. Therefore, I am a person. Therefore, I exist. You have to be a fucking person to engage with other people. That sounds really demeaning and mean. I find I personally I pick up on other people's emotions a bit more than others. Trauma. So I can feel when a person's being insecure. I can kind of feel when when their body language says that they're scared of me. I feel that and I get scared of them. There's a certain way you kind of embody yourself when you're confident versus when you're feeling insecure. Insecurity is normal, anxiety is normal, being worried about things not going the way you want them to go is normal. Part of building that confidence is becoming aware of yourself and again, knowing how you will handle situations if they occur. Expectations. This ties in really well with expectations. I can't believe how well I'm putting this fucking. This is. I'm. Blabber, blabber, blabber. expectations. Okay. Again, knowing ourselves, confidence. Knowing what your expectations are from an interaction are going to give you a certain feeling of control over the situation. So, what do I mean by that? Let's say I'm gonna cast myself in the role of the person with the expectations, okay? And we'll go through a couple different examples. So, say I see a really cute boy, girl, NB. They're gorgeous. They're getting coffee at Starbucks. I can't fucking stop looking at them. I would like to say hello to them. Okay, so what is my expectation in saying hello to them? I want them to engage with me, right? What is my expectation beyond that, though? What kind of engagement do I expect to get from them? I'm expecting them to engage with me in a positive manner because I want to engage with them in a positive manner. That's one of like a number of million things that could happen, right? We hope for the best. We need to hope for the best. There's no point in getting bogged down in the negative thoughts, too terribly much, but in connection to confidence and knowing ourselves, I think it is good to know how you're going to react if you do not get the response you expected in an interaction. Rejection hurts less if, when the rejection happens, you know you can walk away from it and still feel good about yourself. If you're coming into an interaction expecting that interaction to boost your self-confidence, you're already putting the onus on the other person to behave a certain kind of way, and that is a certain kind of entitlement. You're not giving that person, in your own mind, the freedom to respond how they will need to respond, to be their own person. It's important to know what your expectations are going into a interaction, and it's important to know that other people's expectations from an interaction may not align with yours. That's okay. That doesn't mean you're necessarily wrong for interacting. But when you get upset immediately that your expectations were let down because this other human being of a person didn't respond in the way that you wanted them to, that you expected them to, you become a scary person. You become scary because I cannot let you down. I cannot make you. I cannot. I immediately need. I personally. I would need to immediately go into a mode where I am pleasing you to make you happy so you become less of a threat to me. So I can get out of the interaction safely. That means I might be friendlier with you than I actually want to be. That means I might be more willing to put up with the horrible things you're saying because I don't want to upset you. If you don't give a person the room to respond honestly, you're tainting the interaction with your expectations. There's entitlement there, and it doesn't, these things don't really work if you feel entitled to the other person. In a situation where you're approaching somebody to say they look good, I would argue that the most you're entitled to is a acknowledgement that you said it. That doesn't mean it's going to be positive. That doesn't mean it's going to be negative. You have to be aware that that's the response, though, that there could be a negative response as well. It doesn't actually matter what your intentions were, because the other person can't read your mind either. So it's important to brace yourself to expect that sometimes people aren't going to behave the way you want them to, and to know how to appropriately handle those situations. I find that that's the part of the interaction that I can label really quickly as, will a man be a friendly, fine thing, like agreeable person in my space? Oops. That's my headphone cord. Or are they potentially dangerous? You know, some of these things just happen because you're in your own head and you're like, God help us, we can't all be anticipating everybody's moves every single time. It just, none of us have the fucking mental patience or anything for that. It's a mindset of understanding that other people are not here to cater to your desires and whims. Right, we have another point on all of this. I'm so fucking good sometimes. Hi, have you heard about emotional intelligence? I will actually link to something on this really quickly, because I am just a regular person on the internet with no education, no formal education on any of this. This is me running my mouth based on my own experiences and my own research, my own way that I've processed these things, my own dumb slut opinions. Again, fucking flame me. Just do it. Just, I would love it. I would fucking love it. Spin my words, bitch. Spin them! That's what I get for putting them out there. Emotional intelligence. Okay, so emotional intelligence is... First off, I suppose we need to back up half a second and talk about how there are different ways to be intelligent. And you can improve all levels of intelligence through diligence and awareness and education and working on yourself. So, emotional intelligence is, the way I would define it, is being aware and cognizant of other people and acting appropriately in a way that's not going to harm them. Reading people a little bit and understanding why they might respond the way they respond. Emotional intelligence to me is very much part of learning about yourself and becoming self-aware. The higher your emotional intelligence is, I think the better in general you can know yourself, the better your confidence can be, because you're also able to read other people better and you can have confidence that emotional intelligence is really fucking important, and I feel like it doesn't get talked about a ton. And then because it has, oh my God, I'm just gonna start slapping things now. It's something that doesn't get talked about a lot, and my own work and research into emotional intelligence, which I can talk about really quickly, how I fucking do that shit just momentarily, that has helped me understand social interactions a lot better, which has made me feel more confident in social interactions, which has made me feel more confident about myself. And then we just have the cycle of like feeling better about ourselves, being more attractive, being less scary, being more of a considerate, kind, respectful person who thinks about other people. So really quickly, how I develop my emotional intelligence. I read a lot of like Our Relationship and Am I the Assholes and Raised by Narcissists and a lot of different stuff on people presenting problematic areas of their life. And I also like to read, I listened to Dan Savage for quite a long while. I read a blog off and on called Captain Awkward, which is really fucking phenomenal. That would be like one of the, anytime somebody's having like problems with this stuff and I'm like, I don't have the right words for this. I'm like, Captain Awkward's fucking fantastic. Because they're fucking fantastic. It's really like developing your empathy and developing awareness of people, which is really fucking hard, especially when you're really busy being caught up in your own insecurities and your own worry about yourself. This falls a little bit into how deep down this rabbit hole do we want to go? It comes back to confidence and insecurity. If you're insecure about something, it is going to shine through. You can try to act confident, but insecurity will undermine it. Confidence is really important. The other really important element is to just literally be a good human being and not act entitled over other people and have unrealistic expectations over other people. That to me is literally how you be a less scary man. Two quick examples. One of my good friends is 6'4". Hey. And they are a thicker guy. Hey. They might listen to my stuff. I don't know anymore. They're big guy. They're over a foot taller than me. They're a thick guy. They're thicker than me. Kind of physically scary. He's also really considerate when we talk. He doesn't interrupt me when I'm trying to say things. If he does, he apologizes and lets me finish. We have respectful conversations back and forth. When he's talking to me, he's listening during the conversation. He's not in the conversation to respond a certain kind of way. Oh, we can take a quick tangent on that and have a second. That falls into expectations. Okay, let's just jump into that really quickly for a second. So I had somebody DM me a while ago, and they asked me a question, what's the difference between living and existing? And you know, I got a real, my brain likes to go ping ping sometimes. And I wrote them like a pretty extensive response that was deep-ish. You know, like, you know when there's a kiddie pool and there's like the area that's like 2 feet versus the area that's like 6 inches? I was almost to the 2 feet area, you know? It was getting risky. I was almost up to my knees. Literally, they came back with a come on. Like a pickup line. A one-sentence pickup line to my paragraph about existence versus living. So they didn't actually give a fuck what I said. They gave zero fucks what I said. They had zero interest in reading what I wrote, even if they did read it. They were expecting me to set up their joke. Oh boy, that pissed me off. That's somebody else exerting their expectations over another person in like a really kind of like just disrespectful kind of way. It's kind of demeaning. It doesn't seem like a big thing, but it's kind of demeaning. Like you could have changed your plan of attack, my dude, but you didn't. I felt really objectified, you know? And I'm less turned on by people who only objectify me, because again, I'm demisexual and I like an emotional connection as well. So even if that emotional connection is just mean to me. Oh, you want to take time to think about how to be mean to me? That's so sweet. That's how to not be scary. Quit being a fucking asshole. That's the answer. That's the answer. To be a considerate human being who respects the fact that, like, every other thing that looks like a human being you see in this world has the same kind of complex ecosystem going on in their head that you have going on in your head, but also different because we all came from slightly different spaces in the world. I'm sorry, but sometimes I encounter entitlement to things like my time that blow my mind away because it's like the person doesn't even understand what they're talking to, which is an internet whore who makes content to help people get off. I like talking to people like a person, but like, if we're talking like people and then I have to go make fucking dinner and you hit me with a, why aren't you responding? It feels like an entitlement to my time that I don't like. Emotional intelligence will help you process these own biases in your head, because again, we all have them. I want to make so very painfully clear that this point of view that you're the center of what's going on is actually so fucking normal. That's the only perspective you know, right? You only know the world from this set of eyes in your head, looking out at the world from your personal perspective and your brain and your experiences and the way you've gone through the world. Everybody else is like that too. Where none of us are main characters. No matter how hard Jeff Bezos tries, none of us are main characters. And that's the fun part about life, is it's actually all a slice of life drama. Fuck, goddamn. Okay, I feel like this has really gone off the rails now, and I've definitely said at least a couple offensive things that are, I don't think they're offensive, but somebody can almost certainly take them offensively. And I really want to reiterate that, you know, one thing that I've really enjoyed about getting into this is I've got to have some really fucking fantastic conversations with guys that normally I would have felt very I would not feel secure approaching in real life, because they're just so smart and they have thoughts on things and they let me have my thoughts on things without being overbearing. It's just been so fucking lovely to get to know people. Because that's what you are, is you're a people. And then you got a specific set of things. Or you don't. Too, right? So I guess it isn't really men be scary. It's a certain brand of people that seem to exist within your particular population are kind of ruining your PR. And, you know, I think we could fix that, to be honest. I think we could make things better for everybody if we all tried a little bit. But first, you have to work on your emotional intelligence, your confidence, and your expectations. And then we can come back and start plotting how to reprogram the world. And get everybody their person to fuck. Or not. Again, not everybody wants to fuck, too. That's an acceptable answer. Okay, I think that's almost certainly way more than enough of me running my mouth on whatever the fuck I've been talking about. What are we doing here again? I'm going to take a really quick moment to pause and save, and then I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk about all the scary shit you guys do that gets me wet as fuck, because I'm a problematic bitch. Don't forget it. Don't forget. Do not forget. I'm just a dumb whore on the internet. My opinion's just one in a very vast sea of many. If you don't like it, please leave it. It's fine. That's fine. Don't be mad. Don't be mad. I'm not mad at you. Okay. I'll be right back. Because I'm going to fucking ride some shit. Okay, let's go. Hey, have any of you hydrated recently? Because I sure as shit haven't. Running my mouth gets me so wet. Now that I've stood on top of the soapbox for a while, how about I bend over it? Just as a reminder that it's not that serious. So fucking stupid sometimes. Okay. Just gonna get you into position. Let's do something unusual and I'm gonna start. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me. Come fuck me. I'm so fucking wet. See? I like talking about... I like talking about boys. Fuck. Okay. Okay. So fucking tight. Okay. Stupid. Okay, so we all know that I'm a problematic, stupid whore. When I'm not pretending to be, what the fuck I just did. fuck, I love being degraded and guys being mean. You gotta like establish the trust first though, right? That's the thing that some people forget. You need to establish a baseline of what's an acceptable interaction between you and the other person before you start setting up safety words and trying to tie them up and fuck them in the shower or whatever. I don't know what the fuck you want to do. It sounds like fun though. So the only way you're gonna get to that level of doing things with somebody, like doing that, because again, ladies is just as silly as men. Let's be honest. You know, there's a lot of people that might jump in without thinking about it a lot, but I think if you jump in a little more educated, it's gonna be a more fun time for everybody, frankly. Again, I like knowing what I'm getting into. I like safety talks. Safety talks to me are like basically establishing a list of things that you're gonna do to one another, which is a lot of fun. Because sometimes you find out you can do something to somebody that you never thought about doing to them, but oh, that sounds like a lot of fucking fun, you know? That sounds like so much fun. Trust. We'll talk about trust another time, though. I think this has already gotten preachy enough. I'm going to... Okay, I'm using my Tall Fang Maw today because I think he's my favorite Maw. Sorry, all the other Maws. And I'm going to add some lube to make it extra drooly. So fucking... it's a lot of fun watching the lube run down the toys. Almost as fun as watching the pre-cum drip down your dick. Before I lick it off. Fuck. If you'll let me. Of course. Okay. So let's pretend we've chatted, we've established that we're both cool. We've fucking carried on a good conversation. Some better than others, let's be honest here. It's just... So we're vibing, we're hanging, we've done the safety talk, so we know we're all good to go.
It when you're mean and you call me stupid and dumb. What was I talking about? I'm not I'm even fucking kidding. What am I talking about? I'm a little weird, so I like getting slapped around a bit. I'm basically trying to reprogram my brain into thinking. What brain? Stud. Has anyone ever told you you fuck real good? Fuck. dehydrate, I think. I'm sorry. I was talking. Wasn't I? I'm so stupid sometimes. I said a lot of words earlier, didn't I? Whether any of it makes any sense, fuck if I know. You know what does make sense, though? Oh, looking good. Meals. Is getting in the fucking goddamn. God damn it. Oh god, that's like here's the thing. Hurts just a little bit too much.
god damn it. It's like it's... I don't know. Is it trying to get in my cervix? I'm fucking taking a... Am I doing a fucking pap smear? That's kind of what it feels like. Shit. Fuck. Oh, god damn it. Okay. fuck me.
Having a nice time. I hope you're having a nice time. I had a really had so much fun. You're always such a good listener. I really appreciate that. This is so stupid sometimes. One more time for the fucking people in the back. I don't know if you know this or anything, but I'm just a dumb slut. Sometimes I let my brain run things rather than my pussy. I get myself into trouble, which is why I'm a dumb slut. Usually. I had to work my brain out today, so be nice. I'm just, it's just my humble opinion. Okay. Thank you. Thank you so very much for hanging out, for listening, for including me in your day. What did I say that's wrong? Tell me. Tell me. Fucking flame me. Do it. I would really like to have a reason to take a pro. No, I don't. No, I don't. I'm having too much fun. Don't actually be mean. Don't actually flame me very meanly. That would be discouraging to me if you fucking come in my DMs and told me to, like, end my existence or something. That would be really mean. Don't do that. That's not appropriate. You know, you can, like, if you're gonna flame me, be like, oh, you should come more or something, because, like, I can work on that. But I can't work on how shitty of a person I am. So that's not true. Does anybody else want to help me dig this hole, or am I just going to do it all by myself? Okay. I was saying goodbye. Bye!